I'm April Cummings with your latest news.
We will make sure that there is not unsafe practices.
The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is proposing Cayman's first standalone Environmental Health Act. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
As Radio Cayman has been reporting this week, government is looking to upgrade its public health systems, including legislation related to environmental health that will cover a broad range of environmental health functions, including food safety and hygiene, drinking water quality, laboratory services, air quality, noise, and enforcement.
If we have better environmental health data and clear definitions to environmental protection, then enforcement, waste reduction, all of that falls in place. So this standalone legislation is to improve the quality of the environmental health provisions that are needed.
Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the Environmental Health Act will also provide a dedicated legal framework defining the powers and responsibilities of the DEH for the first time.
When we're dealing with a public health incident, this legislation clarifies framework or process in terms of how it's managed. So we establish the functions of the Department of Environmental Health, the director, and the environmental health officers.
The bill also renames offensive trades as potentially harmful trades. These are industries like cosmetology, hairdressing or barber services, and tattoo and body piercing services.
I think that we already have a very high standard of services being offered, but we want to make sure that they're properly regulated, because you have to think about, you know, in the future and want to prevent any pop-up shops.
And the goal really is to protect people's health in every sector in every way.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says the bill also updates fines and introduces stronger deterrence, raising fees from about $50 up to $200, all the way up to $10,000, with many being between, quote, $2,000 and $5,000. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Proposed changes to the Health Practice Act are designed to give health professional councils more flexibility and bring nursing exams home to Cayman. The Ministry of Health says professional councils currently carry growing regulatory responsibilities, but have limited flexibility to delegate their operational work. The amendments will allow councils established under the Act to create committees for specific functions, sharing their workload while maintaining oversight and accountability.
Professional councils currently carry increasingly regulatory responsibilities, but they have limited flexibility to delegate their operational work.
Okay.
And without committee structures, then the councils are tasked with carrying out functions without the needed expertise or specialized knowledge within those councils.
Minister Ebanks-Wilkes says the first practical uses of the new powers will be the transition of the Ruth Eleanor McLaughlin School of Nursing to local oversight under the Cayman Islands Nursing and Midwifery Council.
We're moving away from having to sit the examinations in Jamaica and being able to sit the examinations right here in Cayman. So having the local oversight, which would be overseen by the Nursing and Midwifery Council of the Cayman Islands.
The ministry says these changes are aimed at strengthening the governance framework for nursing education and ensuring training meets standards required for safe, competent professional practice in the Cayman Islands. A record first half of 2026 has government highlighting tourism's economic impact across the islands. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
The Cayman Islands government says stayover arrivals between January and June reached 288,694 visitors, up 11.3% compared with the same period in 2025. June's performance included 40,460 stayover visitors, a 6.9% year-over-year increase, and 55,639 cruise passengers, up 15.5%, bringing total June visitation to 96,099. Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister, the Honorable Gary Rutte, said, quote, tourism is one of the strongest engines of our national economy, and a record first half of the year means that engine is delivering for Caymanians, end quote, citing the wages of hospitality workers, order books for restaurants, taxi operators, water sports businesses, and small suppliers, and the confidence of investors in the tourism product. The Deputy Premier says 8 consecutive months of stayover growth, along alongside sustained cruise arrivals, give people and businesses something they can plan around, and that the Cayman Islands government remains committed to ensuring this growth continues to create real, lasting opportunity across all three islands. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
A tourism contest dressed up as a job advert for a chief relaxation officer was a big hit for the country. Just another successful campaign from government's top tourism officers. CITTV's Levita Thompson reports.
Data consistency and clear purpose. That is the winning formula driving the Cayman Islands tourism marketing strategy. Director of Tourism Rosa Harris recently featured on Media Post's Brand Insider Backstage exclusive series.
The chief relaxation officer was so fun to work on, and the submissions were amazing. We had a lot of submissions. Persons thinking that it was a real job, that they might have to call into the Department of Tourism to do some work in our office. And really it was about, you know, having a wonderful experience in our destination and then telling the world through the winner's lens of what it was like to vacation in the Cayman Islands. But the advice I would give to anyone designing a new campaign is start with purpose. What would you like to achieve? And I'll share Stephen Covey's, you know, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Begin with the end in mind. What does it actually look like? And then build back from there. We knew that we wanted to create a lot of PR buzz, and we knew that we wanted to attach that to a family having a wonderful experience in the Cayman Islands. That's where we started with Chief Relaxation Officer. So for those designing campaigns, there's a bit of visioning that has to happen before you even start to design and outline what you're going to do.
Mrs. Harris highlighted the success of creative promotions, including the popular Chief Relaxation Officer contest, which generated massive media buzz and online engagement. She explained how focusing on clear goals from the start helped turn the viral campaign into real-world tourism results. Mrs. Harris also emphasized the importance of high customer service and local hospitality in keeping repeat visitation rates strong. She pointed to Cayman's culture of helping neighbors and visitors alike as a key reason travelers choose to return. To learn more about other tourism campaigns, head to visitcaymanislands.com.
CITTV's Levita Thompson there. The call is out for volunteers to bolster support for the Kiwanis of the Cayman Islands Child Literacy Program.
So starting September, the first Saturday and the third Saturday of that month, we'll be having reading programs in Bodentown, West Bay, and Georgetown. We will be doing some preliminary assessments with the children to see what level they're at. We want to activate their level of interest, you know, so what genre of books are you interested in reading?
President-elect Jared McGill tells Radio Cayman they need volunteers, particularly men, who have some safeguarding training and a clean background check. The club will provide first aid training in-house.
Teachers, retired individuals, young people, we need to be a little bit more present because the young boys get excited. So if they see Mr. J, as I'm also known as, they will say, oh, Mr. J, what is this? Or what is this about? And, you know, just sharing experiences.
As for the youngsters who could benefit from the bi-monthly literacy clinics, good news, the program is totally free.
And is going to schools, public schools. We're open to private schools as well. We are on Instagram, TikTok at Kiwanis KCCI, where individuals can sign up. And equally, if individuals want to get more information, they can email membership@kcci.gmail.com.
The Georgetown Public Library is hosting a community event this weekend aimed at encouraging reading and creative activities for the young ones. Radio Cayman intern Tyler Stewart has more.
The library's Summer Book Sale and Coloring Day takes place this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Organizers say visitors will be able to purchase pre-owned books, DVDs, and CDs, while children can take part in activities including painting, coloring, drawing, crafts, and Play-Doh. According to the library, the event is intended to promote literacy and provide families with a low-cost community activity during the summer break. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's newsroom.